My name is Anthony Delfico, the director of the Department of Orthopedics at the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and the managing partner of the Ridgewood Orthopedic Group, also in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
We're talking today with Dr. Anthony Delfico of the Valley Hospital, and you perform the hospital's first robotic-assisted partial knee replacement, and that was back in August.
Yes, the robotic knee replacement has actually been around for almost 10 years now. Initially, the Mako robot was developed to do partial knee replacement, but over the years, the software has been improved, so now that we're able to use the robot to perform partial knee, total knee replacement, and total hip replacement using the robot.
Robotics have been around for a while, as you just mentioned. Why have we had to wait a little bit for the procedure to be adopted for knees and hips?
The technology only recently became available for total knee replacement.
Okay.
Partial knee replacement, again, has been available for about 10 years. But when you look at all patients who need any type of knee replacement, probably only 5 or 10% of patients who require a knee replacement are candidates for a partial knee replacement. Now that we can use the robot for total knee replacement as well as total hip replacement, a much wider part of the market, we're able to help many more people with the robot at this time. And that's only in the past year or so when total knee came live on the market.
I see. Before we get into the specifics of robotic knee surgery, do you ever suggest any other options for your patients to follow, or have they exhausted these other options before coming to you?
Well, certainly. Before we recommend any type of joint replacement, we try to treat the patient's arthritis conservatively without surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that begins with an exercise program, either at home or with a physical therapist. We can try injectable medications, oral medications, activity modification, and if none of this helps and the patient is in debilitating knee or hip pain, then the final answer is always total joint replacement, whether we use the robot or not.
Do you require weight loss, or I guess sometimes people just can't lose weight or won't?
Well, we certainly recommend it. Now, it's difficult to lose weight if your knee hurts because you can't go out for a run or
mm-hmm.
even a long walk in most cases. But what we see is if patients lose weight, their knees feel better and they last longer. So you're less likely to require a total joint replacement if you're lighter. Also, if we have to do the surgery, your risks go down as your body weight goes down. So your risk of infection decreases if you're lighter. Your risk of getting a blood clot decreases. So there are many good reasons to try to lose weight, and we encourage our patients to lose weight, but we understand that it's difficult if you have an arthritic joint and it's difficult to exercise. So we need to find exercises that the patient tolerates, and then they have to watch what they eat, because weight loss helps for multiple reasons in this setting.
I like the way you put it. It sounds so much more elegant to say lighter than anything else.
Right. Well, it's a sensitive topic, and we don't tell people because people feel bad, but it's part of my job to counsel the patient on how to help themselves. And also, when we do the operation, we want to do it as safely as possible. And we know that the heavier the patient, the higher the risk. So if we can get their weight down and get their muscles strong preoperatively before the operation, we can do the operation more safely, and the patients do better after the surgery. They recover more quickly and they feel better after we're done putting the new joint. So it definitely helps.
You can tailor the procedure better to the patient's unique body. How do you do that with this robotic surgery?
Right. That's really the value of the robot, is that we can more accurately and precisely size and place the prosthetic joint in the patient's body. And the way the robot helps us accomplish that is we do a CAT scan of the joint preoperatively. The CAT scan gives us a very precise digital three-dimensional model of the patient's specific bones. Your femur and tibia are sized very accurately, and we see the three-dimensional shape of your specific bones with the CAT scan. And then prior to the surgery, a day or two before, I meet with the robot team, and we basically do a virtual operation on the computer using the patient's CAT scan so we can try different size prostheses. And it's not just about the size, it's about how we're going to position the components on that specific patient's bones, how much we're going to flex it or rotate it or angulate the prosthesis so that in the end, everything is perfectly aligned. And then we take that plan and we put it into the robot's computer. So when we roll into the operating room, we already know what size prosthesis is going to most accurately fit this patient and where we want to put it on this patient's bones exactly. And then the robot helps us to accomplish that by trimming the bone at just the right level so that when we put the prosthesis on, it's sitting in the exact perfect spot that we planned before the operation.
Are you almost 100% of the time using this robotic system?
I am. At this point, I've completely converted my practice. I only do knee replacements, so partial knee replacement, total knee replacement, and every knee I do now, I'm using the Mako robot. I really believe in the technology. I'm convinced it gives us a more accurate, precise fit and finish. And if you can get the prosthesis as close to perfectly positioned as possible, we predict that the patients are going to function better, that the knee is going to last longer, and the patients are going to do better short-term and long-term. And we're seeing that already in the year here that we've been using the machine. The patients are coming in, they're doing better, faster, they're going home earlier, and they feel better. So I've been very impressed with results to date.
Have you ever had to stop the robotic procedure down and go in manually yourself?
No, the answer is no to that. But really, the operation, 95% of the operation, we're doing manually. I make the same incision that I used to make without the robot. We expose the bones. But when it comes time to trim the damaged cartilage and bone off the end of the femur and tibia, that's when we use the robot. It's only for a very small part of the procedure. And up to now, I've never had to abort the robotic portion of the procedure. But the surgeon is still required to manually open the knee and then put the new components on the bone and then sew you back up at the end. So a lot of what we're doing is still open and manual. But when we need to use the robot, I want to knock on wood here, so far it's worked every time. But you have to be prepared for that eventuality, like any computer, I suppose. There may be times when you're not liking what you see or it's not functioning properly, so you need to know how to go back and do it the old way, essentially. But we have not had to do that since we started the program about a year ago.
Is the scar the same length?
Yes. So we've made our scars pretty small to start over the past few years with some of our minimally invasive approaches, but we're able to use those same minimally invasive approaches with the robot. So it doesn't make the scar any longer, doesn't make it any shorter either. We're able to use the same newer techniques that the patients like. The scar looks nicer, it's smaller. But that was before the robot. We started going that way with newer instruments.
As a surgeon looking down the road, what do you see for the future of knee replacement?
Well, I think it's interesting. I've been in practice now 20 years here in Ridgewood, and almost every operation I do today has evolved since I was a resident 20, 25 years ago. So you need to be able to adapt to the new technology and embrace it and sort through which new technologies you feel are going to be valuable over the long term. I really believe that robotics is here to stay, not just in orthopedics. They're using it in general surgery as well. And you need to look at these new technologies, educate yourself, and then adopt the ones you feel are most valuable. And I see for joint replacement, this is really the next step in a ever-evolving process.
Now, you said at the top of our talk that there was less pain and quicker recovery time. And is that because the robotic procedure is quicker or is it sleeker? Or why is that, would you say?
Because we know ahead of time exactly where we want to put the components on the bone, we're able to avoid cutting through some of the ligaments and tendons and doing what we call soft tissue releases that were required in the past when we did it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
So there's less damage to the soft tissues. We only remove just a little bit of bone off the end of the bone, and that's planned preoperatively. Maybe a quarter inch, a few millimeters of bone gets shaved away from the end of the bone, and we don't have to strip away a lot of the soft tissues to do that because we know exactly where we need to trim the bone before we start. So there's less soft tissue damage with the robotic approach. Mm. We don't have to release the ligaments as frequently, and that's a big part of, I think, why the patients are feeling better faster.
Yeah.
And getting up and going home sooner. Very rarely do we need to send patients to inpatient rehab anymore, which used to be the standard. Now, more than 90% of the people go home directly from the hospital, either the day after surgery, sometimes 2 days. For the partial knees, a lot of the patients go home the same day. And we encourage them to get up and move, and we find the sooner they get home, the better they do.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you get them up and right. walking immediately?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody gets up. If I do your surgery Wednesday morning, you're going to get up Wednesday afternoon and start your physical therapy.
Wow.
And most of the folks are going home the next day. Again, the partial knees oftentimes go home the same day, which is great. And the patients like that. They want to be in their own bed and comfortable and eating their own food. And they do well. And the research shows they do better. They have fewer complications if they go home. And the sooner they go home, if we can get them out of the hospital, out of the rehab centers, fewer infections, they do better. So it's a nice trend that we're seeing.
It must be very gratifying. I don't want to put you out of business, but if you could get in a time machine with some of these patients and go back a few years, what would you tell them so they could avoid having to undergo some surgery like this?
Well, like we spoke about, even today, I encourage everyone to try to keep their body weight down, keep the muscles in their legs and around their pelvis strong and their lower abdomen. We find that core strengthening helps to preserve the cartilage in your knees and hips. So healthy diet, healthy lifestyle helps your joints long term. And eventually, though, the patient's cartilage does wear out. Osteoarthritis is very common. And as the population ages, the baby boomers now are coming to that age where we're seeing more and more people. So the number of total joints done in this country continues to escalate because the population is getting old. But if you can want to put that operation off as long as possible, keep your weight down and keep your muscles strong is the best advice I can give the patients.
Well, that was a fabulous amount of information that you gave us. Anything else you want to add that I may now not have asked you about?
No, I think we've covered it. I really believe the robot is helping us to kind of hit the center of the bullseye of that perfectly positioned aligned knee or hip more frequently, which, again, I believe is going to allow the joints to function better and last longer, which is always our goal. So I think this is a really valuable new tool, and I'm excited to be using it.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.